folks, Dan Freer here, the Mortgage Update. Today is July 28th, 2020. Why do I do this every day? Well, I got complaints when I had people watching my videos back when. Like, dude, we don't know what day this is. We don't know what report. So if they watch it at some other point, they didn't know what day it was. So I started checking my watch, and then that got to this, and then that got to that, and that's where we are today. So that being said, let's get on to it. Happy Tuesday. Huge surprise in the market. And but we haven't really seen rates move much today, but you're going to see here in a minute. MBS has went way up, and I'm going to show you how far they went up, why they went up, and then we're going to look at some of the technicals and what's coming up in the next couple of days. So let's get to it. Right now, here's why you follow my channel. Is the MBS markets, and yesterday was, if you're confused on the MBS market, check one of my videos out explaining MBSs, what they do, how they do it, how they function. Basically, this is a bond that trades on a daily basis, and this is the determining factor of where, you know, what pegs mortgage rates. And as prices rise, so when you see a number in green, such as here, I always say green is good. That means rates are going. As this number goes up, rates go down. The higher the number goes up, usually the lower the rate goes. But right now we're hitting technical numbers, and a lot of lenders didn't really move rates today, nor did we, because tomorrow's kind of a what-if day. So let's get on to it. This is a pretty big number. Usually when you see a 30% or 30 basis point hit or move up, you're going to see rates drop. We really haven't changed rates, nor did really anybody else that I saw on the market today. And the reason being is the Fed is coming out tomorrow with some news. The big determinant today why this pushed up is the Fed has been actually drawing back how much in bonds that they're buying on a daily basis. So basically, just think of it as supply-demand. The Fed is stepping in, and they're controlling, or I hate this word, but they're kind of manipulating the numbers here. The more they buy, it creates a bigger demand for the amount of MBS mortgage-backed securities out there. So if they buy a lot, it's going to drive up the yield and or drive up the price and drive down the yield. Well, in the past, they've been buying about $3 to $3.5 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities a day. Yesterday, in the last couple of days, you see some of these technicals in here where it's red and they've dropped. They came in and only bought maybe $2 billion. I mean, it's still, we're talking billions here. So it's still a ton. Today, and we're going to probably find this out, and I did a lot of digging and I can't find out why, but today the Fed jumped in and bought over $6 billion in mortgage-backed securities. And you can see that drove up the numbers right here. Okay. This is the chart that we follow. This is what's happening on with the price of mortgage-backed securities. There is a resistance level right here. This line right here, these are called these red lines. And this technical line down here, these are called Fibonacci levels. Basically there are ceilings and floors, to these charts. And so the numbers should be bouncing around in here. So it's like, yeah, you know, I always say when you taught your kids how to bowl when they were really little, you put up the bumpers and they would go boom, 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 and then bounce around. That's basically what these are. It's saying, you know, here's the floor, and the floor was created right here. That's where we got this line. And then this line right here is actually, we got to go back a little bit farther. Let's go back to 6 months ago. We hit it right here. This created the ceiling, and this created the floor in this part of things. Okay, so this ceiling has been actually trending or stagnant at that ceiling for quite some time. And the floor was here, then it moved to here, then it moved to here, then it moved to here. And you see what I'm saying? But now we have a floor. It's moved from here all the way to here. Okay, so those lines here. But the ceiling's always been in place. And this has been a very much a resistance level of what's happening in the market. Because you see back over here, we hit that and we froze and dropped back down through there. We hit it here. We hit it here. We hit it here. and we're approaching it here. Okay. So for those that I've locked, I locked you in most all these cases, I locked you in here. We're even though we had this rally again, we're not back to where we were back about a week or so ago. So, you know, as you're following this, please don't call in and say, Dan, you know, MBS says we're up 30. I need a lower rate. Because if I locked you in here. But if I didn't, I'm waiting to lock you in because I think we're going to hit this bumper again. And I'll lock you. I promise. I'm monitoring this. But if we didn't lock you here, I wasn't going to lock you down here because I anticipated us bouncing back to these levels again because of pandemic 2 is fast approaching, I guess is the best way to put it. All right. So that's what's going on with the technicals. So the Fed stepped in. They bought over $6 billion in bonds, driving up the prices today, driving down the yields. What happened to the stock market? Well, could have predicted that. They're down 205. And you could see right here, MBS markets, the Fed came in and bought $6.3 billion in mortgage-backed securities. All right. Home prices, they're good. I mean, they're up 4.5 annually year over year, down 0.1% than what was anticipated. It's still, hey, it's a gain, guys, especially in this crazy world. I'll take the gain all day long. Phoenix, Seattle, and Tampa are leading the pack. Phoenix was up 9%, Seattle 6.8%, and Tampa 6%, respectively. And those are the areas that are doing very well right now. Upcoming news that we're seeing is basically the big news coming out tomorrow is the Fed. And this is the chart of what's going on or the calendar of what's going on. But today we saw the Case-Shiller indexes, home values decreased. They were expected a consensus. I'll just say a 4. I won't go through all the technicals beyond there, but we're at 3.7. It's still pretty darn good. If this came in at, you know, 1, you'd be like, oh boy, consumer confidence came in a little shy. I could have expected that, or I expected that because of that. I was a little surprised at this number because there's such limited inventory and people that need to buy are buying, pushing up values. So I was kind of surprised by this number a little bit. Manufacturing index, it's just we don't really follow that right now because, as you can see in the news, let's go back to the news. The Fed actually bought $6.3 billion in mortgage-backed securities, thus causing this reaction in the market. It wasn't in regards to anything else. It's basically the Fed coming in, buying up the market. Got a new website. I wanted to show you this to you. I'll get to this in a second. This is doing fantastic. This was launched last night, and I think we just exceeded over, I think we're close to 30 applications now being applied online. And the system is crazy simple. And there are some tweaks and adjustments in little better pieces of this puzzle coming to help clients a little bit more. But please go to therateupdate.com. So therateupdate.com. You got all these tools. You can apply. You can do all kind of things. It has calculators. It has all kind of tools and stuff up here to help you. Mortgage news. I'm going to be posting this here probably in the next half hour, 45 minutes, the final close of the day one. But we saw a nice recovery, but resistance remains. That's what I was talking about here. We had a recovery. You can see this green mark. Green is good. That means the prices are going up, yields are coming down. But we still haven't gotten to the low that we keep hitting. And that's what we were talking about. There's a resistance level right here that we see and we're going to see until, you know, unless the Fed just comes out tomorrow with news saying, hey, we're going to blow out the doors and do anything and everything to bring down rates lower than they've ever, ever, ever been to basically, you know, 1%. I don't see that because a lot of bankers are saying, you know, we need to be profitable. And I'll leave it at that. So, you know, you can't really lend money at 0%. So that's what we're getting at here. Q2 home ownership hits a 12-year high. What do these people know that if you're out there renting, why are so many people buying? And I'm going to address that in a show tomorrow on my gut feeling there. And, you know, the home affordability is really good and home rental prices are skyrocketing. So that's that. The news, I go to, a lot of times I go to CNBC just to see what the markets were doing. And you can see home prices rise at a slower rate in May. And the headline kind of is like, oh, okay, when you read that initially, like, oh my goodness, home prices are slowing. Well, you know, we just went to the economic calendar. How slow did they go? I mean, we're 0.3 off. I mean, basically the adjustment in home prices was, what was expected was 4.6 annually, and we're at 4.5. So 0.1 of a percent. You know, I'm not losing sleep over that piece of things. So I try to, like I said, I'm trying to condense my shows, one show each night of the rate update. And then every couple of days, I'm going to come out with a program or some other content that I think would be educational to you. So what I ask is, you know, leave some comments down below, and I answer every question that's posted on the comments, and I'd love to help. So if you need some help, you want to talk to me personally, give me a call at 844. I know it's kind of small down here. I'll try to blow this up. 844-775-5626. You could visit me on the web at therateupdate.com. So therateupdate.com, or shoot me an email. And my email is D for Dan Frio, which is F-R-I-O, at preferredrate.com. What I'd like you to email me is a couple things. And I got about seven of these today. People were out there and they got rate quotes, and they came back and said, Dan, can you do anything with this? Three of them, I gave them the same rate. Most of them, I was able to adjust fees. The fees were outrageous on some of these things. But on average, I think I was saving people about $3,000 in costs. Guys, it's $3,000. I mean, that's a lot. That's a car, a $300 car payment for, you know, almost a year. So think of it. You get a free car payment for a year if you go with me. That might be a good way to put it. So here's what I ask you to do. If you need pre-qualified or pre-approved, just go to my website or give us a call at 844-775. It's loan, actually. 844-775-LOAN. Same number as 844-775-5626. Or here's what I ask a lot of people to do. Email me a rate quote that you got. And if somebody gave you a rate quote, I need what's called a loan estimate or a fee worksheet. And just show me what they're offering you. And I'll come back and say, you know, God bless you. Take it, sign it, move forward. Don't look back. Many, many times I come back and say, okay, I can give you this rate and your costs are this much less. One person today, they were paying, I think, about $7,000 or $8,000 for a rate at 2.25. And I said, why don't we go 2.5 and I waive all your fees? So it was a pretty big size loan. Overall, that made the most amount of sense, and that's kind of how I would suggest you do those. But you're the boss. You tell me, you know, here's what I want. But I'll give you my feedback. I'm not trying to take you down a bad path. I don't want you to review me bad or put any bad comments out there. So I'm actually, and if you ever speak with me directly, I always say, you know, here's what I would do. And it's personally what I would do. I've done this 32 years. I'm not going anywhere. I don't plan on hiding. And you're more than welcome to give me a call or shoot me an email and let me know how you feel. So if you need pre-approved, the best way to do it is just go here and hit apply now. Put in all the information. We'll be back with you within the hour. If you get a rate quote already, email that to me at dfrio@preferredrate.com. There's numerous ways. If you'd like, just Google me, Dan Frio, and you probably see about three or four pages of stuff because I've been doing this for a long, long time. You can check out all my social media down below here, and that should do it. So if I could be of any help, let me know. I would greatly appreciate it if you give me a thumbs up. We picked up a ton of subscribers in the last couple of days, thanks to you guys. So what I'd ask, I'm trying to hit 10,000 subscribers. I'm trying. So if you can help me pass the word out, share the video, comment on the video, do whatever you need to, share it with friends, family, neighbors, whatever, I'd greatly appreciate that. So thanks for your time. God bless. Take care. Have a great night. Be safe. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Take care. Bye-bye.